This is Al Simpson. As our national debt soars out of the park to $4 trillion, Democrats still refuse to take the Do Not Disturb sign off the door of entitlements. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the way Democrats have responded in panic to the entitlement explosion proves that the deficit is a mere annoyance in their eternal quest to spend the world dry. But with over $1 trillion being spent as if on autopilot every year, those who have more must start paying more for Social Security and Medicare. But Ted, the only way a Democrat could ever make a tough decision is only if a political life depended on it. If we were to lift a corner and peek behind that old sign, we would find you Dems right there playing hanky-panky with the same interest groups that fought so intensely to defeat the balanced budget amendment. But Ted, if we look behind the big door where Democrats store their grand ideas on deficit reduction, Al Capone's vault would come to mind, and nothing is exactly what we'd find.
Al, your belt isn't going through all the loops today. Your attack on all entitlement spending is a Trojan horse assault on every elderly or poor American who's sick and needs health care. Republicans don't dare slash Medicare and Medicaid directly, so you slash them indirectly by attacking all entitlements. Other entitlements aren't the problem. Their costs aren't out of control. They provide school breakfasts and lunches for hungry children, food stamps for needy families, retirement benefits for veterans, income supplements for poor senior citizens and the disabled. Democrats have a better plan than your blatant Republican meat axe attack on these innocent programs. You don't have to cut Medicare and Medicaid benefits, Al. Go to the source. The hospitals, doctors, and insurance companies, whose soaring bills are pricing health care beyond reach of all but the rich. Health care cost controls the answer. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.